Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:12 on this pre-Alabama Friday, November 8th. Been a long week, and what better way to cap it off than with a resounding victory in Death Valley tomorrow night. Highs of 82 today, 83 tomorrow. Apparently it will not rain in Death Valley tomorrow night. 80% chance for showers on Sunday, and then about a 60% on Monday. Looking ahead to next week, highs in the upper 70s through Thursday. Then when we get to Friday, you'll be talking about lows in the 50s and highs in the upper 60s, so not really a cold front, but better than it has been. The big game Saturday night, we got all the action for you here on WWL. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Jeff, this is the big one. This is the reason why you lift all those weights. This is the moment that you wait for. This is what you want if you're an SEC fan. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tommy. I'm doing very well.
Tell me about changes since Monday when we've spoken with both teams and, or maybe changes, let's take it a step back, changes since the bye week 2 weeks ago for both teams started.
Well, I think for, we'll start off with Alabama. You know, Alabama had a tough loss against Tennessee. They didn't play very well, but they really rebounded well the last time they played, and that was a shutout victory against Missouri. Now, Missouri is certainly a pretender this season, right? A team ranked preseason top 10 or right around there, and they've had really an awful season, to be honest with you. But whenever you shut out a team, that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. They held Missouri to less than 100 yards passing in that game. So after losing to Tennessee 24-17 on October 19th, they really rebounded with a nice game there. I think, you know, a lot with them, for them, is, you know, when Jalen Milroe plays well, they tend to, as a team, plays well. And I know that's kind of a simple statement to make. Okay, yeah, your quarterback plays well, the team plays well, but really, he's the guy. I mean, he's the guy that makes it go. You know, if he's accurate with his passes and can get the ball to their big time freshman playmaker in Ryan Williams and their two running backs, Jamarian Miller, and along with Justin Haynes, if those guys are providing good complementary work for them, that they are tough to beat. And then defensively, what they like to do is they'll force some turnovers on you. When they've had good games, they've been able to force turnovers. They don't put a ton of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but they're able to get turnovers. And, you know, that's been kind of the philosophy for them. For LSU Tigers, obviously a lot of focus on trying to defend a mobile quarterback, a quarterback in Jalen Milroe who can run. Yeah, there's the read option, but what really hurts you with Jalen Milroe is when the play breaks down on a passing play and then he takes off running. I mean, he crushed LSU in that last year, over 155 yards rushing, four touchdowns against LSU last season. So that's something that LSU's obviously been working a lot on, cleaning up some of the issues that they've had on field goals, right? I mean, they missed three field goal opportunities in the Texas A&M game. And then obviously they're looking for a bounce back performance from Garrett Nussmeier after throwing three interceptions. And LSU, as we've talked about pretty much every time we've previewed a game, Tommy, they're trying to also give Nussmeier a complimentary rushing attack. So LSU working to have a little bit more balance on offense than what we've seen.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know where to start here. Let's start with Milroe and running.
Yeah.
You would think that LSU would be ready this year, right, to defend
Yeah,
us?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, and even Brian Kelly talked about it on his show last night. You know, a couple weeks ago when they played Arkansas and they went up against Talen Green, they did an outstanding job against a running quarterback. And then they faced Marcel Reed in that Texas A&M game, who comes in for an ineffective Connor Wigman, and it looks like they've never defended a rushing quarterback before. So they're going to be ready. That was the disheartening thing about that Alabama game last year, is just how Milroe just really beat them. And if you remember, Milroe a year ago, he got benched early on in the season in 2023. And then he really had his coming out party in that game against LSU. And then this season, it's been a little bit more structured. A lot of the things that Milroe did last year, because as Brian Kelly talked about earlier in this week, they were trying to find who they wanted at quarterback. They had three different guys to choose from, so they were really trying to go through all of that as far as figuring out who's the right guy for them. And so Milroe was able to have a lot of success on off-script stuff, right? Play breaks down, he gets out of the pocket, either makes a play throwing the football down the field or takes off running, gets big chunk yardage plays. That was what Milroe was able to do. This time, it's a little bit more, now that they understand Milroe's skill set, understand how to use them, it's a little bit more structured. So in that sense, it sounds like, okay, you know what you're going to get from them. You just got to get your guys prepared for them and now go out there and execute. So based on that, you would think it might be a little bit easier to defend a guy like Milroe because you know what to expect. I think going back to that Alabama game last year, you knew Milroe was an extremely athletic quarterback and a mm-hmm. guy that can beat you with his legs. I don't think you knew to the extent that he could like he did in that game against Alabama a year ago.
How's Jaden Milroe different this year than he was last year?
Well, a little bit more in the pocket, or they're, you know, I guess to back it up even more.
Jalen Milroe. I said Jaden. I'm sorry. Too much.
Well, Jalen Milroe, but Kaden DeBoer, of course, is the new coach at Alabama. He was at Washington last year, and Michael Penix was his quarterback a season mm-hmm. ago. Now, Michael Penix had the big arm, threw for a ton of yards, a Heisman finalist, and it seems like this year they've tried to make Milroe more of a passer this season. And when Milroe has been really good throwing the football and has a high completion percentage, Alabama tends to have really good games. I mean, he completed 71% of his passes against Wisconsin. They blew out the Badgers. He completed 82% of his passes against Georgia, and Alabama had a great game. But against Tennessee, he only completed 56% of his passes, and he lost. So, and really, since the Georgia game, he hasn't been as good. He's been okay. He hasn't been as good. It looked like he was going to have a terrific season because he really put together a really good back-to-back performance against Wisconsin and Georgia, but it just hasn't looked the same since then. He's been sacked a lot here in his last three games. He's been sacked 9 times, so I think they've tried to make him a little bit more of a Michael Penix guy, but he's not Michael Penix. He's a guy that needs to get out there and roam a little bit and try to make things happen with his legs.
What I've seen from Alabama and Jalen Milroe this year, I've not seen a tremendous amount of development on his part of you.
Well, that's the thing. I think especially the last few games here, I think Alabama fans are wondering, hey, looked like this guy – you know, you complete 27 of 33 passes against Georgia for 374 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm sure Alabama fans were saying, man, we got something here mm-hmm. with Jalen Milroe. He's about ready to have a good season. And he had a decent game against Vanderbilt, a decent game. Critical interception in that game. But And then the last three games have been kind of average, really average. And so I'm sure there's a lot of Alabama fans wondering what's going on here. But they've had, just like LSU here, they've had a bye week to try to figure out some things, and they'll try to continue to unlock the potential that Milrow has.
And let me take a break. Go and talk about Alabama receivers, LSU cornerbacks when we come back. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Huge game Saturday night. It is an elimination game for the college football playoffs. Let's face it, 6:21 traffic, WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Of course, our coverage starts tomorrow with the LSU-Alabama game at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike Dettelier, Herb Tyler, former quarterback for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate and Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. More on that as the morning progresses. Let's talk about Jeff Palermo, those LSU defensive backs, and the Alabama receivers. It seems as though Ashton Stamps, moments of brilliance, moments of utter despair. It seems as though that they're together until they're not together. The LSU defense certainly better than they were at the beginning of the season, a lot better than they were last season. Tell me about how they match up with the Alabama receivers and your thoughts there.
Yeah, I think Ashton Stamps and Zy Alexander really solidified the cornerback position this year. Remember, it was kind of a revolving door. They were trying everybody there a year ago, and it's much better this season with those two guys. Ashton Stamps has really come into his own, and same for Zy Alexander, for a guy that's
To be fair, let me just say this. It's a tough position.
It's a very tough position.
You can't
very tough
just
position.
Say somebody gets beat once or beat twice, and then that wasn't fair the way I presented it. But go ahead, please.
But Alabama has two big-time wide receivers. One of them is a 17-year-old. Yeah, 17-year-old Ryan Williams, who's had an unbelievable season. 35 catches, 702 yards. He's averaging 20 yards a catch, 7 touchdowns, had the big touchdown against Georgia after Georgia had retaken the lead, or took the lead for the first time late against Alabama in that great game back in September. But this kid is phenomenal. This is the next great wide receiver from Alabama. And then their other main receiver is Jeremy Bernard. He's a transfer from Washington. He followed Kalen DeBoer here to Alabama. He's a bigger receiver. 30 catches, 463 yards on the season. I think the key here for LSU is they got to be physical with these guys, especially Ryan Williams. I mean, I just mentioned it. 17 years old, kind of more on the smaller side, kind of more on the body frame of Deonte Smith, who, of course, was from A&M, won the
Heisman Trophy
at Alabama. So he's on the smaller side. So I think for Stamps and Alexander, they got to be physical with these two guys. And then after that, there's not you know, they throw the ball a little bit to Justice Haynes out of the backfield. C.J. Dupree is their tight end. He's got 14 catches, but no one else outside of that has more than 10 catches on this Alabama team. Emmanuel Henderson is certainly someone that looks like who can be a big play receiver for them, but he only has 4 grabs on the year. So the two main guys are Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard.
30 seconds left. Let me talk about the Alabama cornerbacks. You know, I'm a big fan of Tre'Davious Green. I like that 6'7", long arms. And I used him a little bit 2 weeks ago. Tell me about this week.
Well, and I think what is probably the best is C.J. Daniels getting back for LSU. He's listed as probable now. Mm-hmm. Has been really hampered by a knee injury the last 2 games. He is the safety blanket for Garrett Nussmeier. He is the guy that can get you 8 yards on a reception or 10 or 12 or 14. He's that kind of guy that Nussmeier needs. Then some talk about Nussmeier and his completion percentage and so forth. He needs a guy like C.J. Daniels, so it's good to know that he's probable. And I think Chris Hilton, after getting that first game under his belt, I expect him to have more of an impact this Saturday against Alabama.
Game day's coming to your city. They're going to be in Baton Rouge. It's going to be electric. Thank you, Jeff. You want to make a prediction or not?
I'm going to hold off just for a second here, Tommy, but I think it's going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of points here in this game. Both defenses are susceptible, that's for sure.
All right, thank you, sir. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.